This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
What is the origin of the virus from China that gave us the pandemic? A year ago, it was hard to find a virologist who would go on record and say that it was possible that the virus came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. FactCheck.org dismissed the bogus coronavirus conspiracy theory, while National Public Radio reported that there is virtually no chance that this new coronavirus was released as a result of a laboratory accident in China or anywhere else. A detailed article by Nicholas Wade, former science writer for the New York Times, on the origin of COVID and other articles changed the narrative. Now it is hard to find a virologist willing to argue that the virus came from a nearby wet market. This has been a year of change perspectives. The highest paid doctor in the federal government told us not to wear masks and then switched to tell everyone to wear masks. A Wall Street investment company argued a year ago that Bitcoin was not an asset class, but now has put out a paper arguing that it is. Public health officials urged all of us to stay home to fight the pandemic. Then suddenly, they reversed themselves and encouraged mass gatherings organized by BLM to protest racism. Now, for anyone still believing that this virus came directly from nature, here is a fact only now being revealed. Researchers can't find this version of the coronavirus in nature. For example, an article in the MIT Technology Review quotes the head of a Chinese WHO effort that tested 50,000 animal specimens, including 1,100 bats in the province where Wuhan is located, but no luck, a matching virus still hasn't been found. So I think we have been misled for the last year. Science and common sense points to the origin of this virus from the laboratory. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.